Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And today we're joined by 2008 Big South Conference Player of the Year, Rashad Jennings. Rashad, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I appreciate it being on here.
Oh, excellent. Hey, we appreciate you coming on. I wrote a piece earlier in the week, and I was bringing up guys like yourself and Rhett Bomar, the players who started in a predominant schools, and then, you know, in one way or another ended up in a smaller school. We know your father was suffering from diabetes, and that's what led to your transfer from Pitt. Since this process, you know, your season has ended and you're on your way to the pros, do you think if you would have stayed at Pitt, this might have been a little bit easier for you?
There's a controversy there, as always, the hip factor, but I'm glad if you came back on real fast. And if I want to stay at Pittsburgh, then of course, you know, it's just because of the media being seen on Saturdays and on TV, being able to play against different competition every Saturday. I've been able to showcase my talent a little bit more, and
Senior Bowl performance where you were the leading rusher and you really opened some scouts' eyes while you were there. From each step from the Senior Bowl to the combine to your pro day to individual workout, has there anything, any of those events that has stood out as the most nerve-wracking above the others?
Just for a moment. some people say Jamal Brewer, some people say Steven Jackson, some people say, hey, everybody says something different. And I'm just a big bad, and everybody that everybody names is out here complete bad beat, so I'm going to disappoint.
Of any of the guys you mentioned, did you pattern your game after Steven Jackson, Jamal Lewis, or Eddie George? I mean, did you look up to those guys? I mean, as you were, you know, going through this whole process?
No. Growing up, I used to watch Eddie George a lot. I liked him a lot. But I don't try to mimic my game after anybody else because then I wouldn't be myself. I just noticed some characteristics and other things that I have as well.
Now, you mentioned your brothers earlier, Butch and Brian. I read that, you know, prior to going to the pit, you weighed close to like 265, 268, projected fullback, and then they got you on a, or did you, whose idea was it to get you on the, you know, the slim down, you know, program and the training to get, you know, to about 230?
Yeah, it was nobody but myself. I understand that.
I mean, the guys you mentioned are fabulous NFL talents. I mean, seeing their skills, I mean, are you ever like, man, these guys are like over the top good? Or, I mean, are you kind of pat yourself on the back on, you know, I think I got what it takes. I'm comparable with these guys.
They're phenomenal players. And, you know, being able to get out there and train with them and, learning from them and hearing them tell me, you know, thanks for it. I appreciate you coaching me, Yumpa. Because I didn't call me Yumpa. So just hearing them tell me, you know, I'm pushing them. At the same time, I'm looking at them, I'm like, y'all pushing me because I'm a bad out. So it's just, and you can feel good to know that, you know, these are guys that you can come talk to. And, they push you, push them, counterparts. It's another reminder that football. It doesn't matter where you come from. You can play football, you can play football.
That's it, too. I guess
it doesn't matter what logo you have when you're on the ground. And I know people look at that a lot, but that's just a part of an understanding.
Excellent. Now, being playing for the Liberty Flames, being such a big man on campus, was that hard being a student as well? I mean, did you get a lot of reaction and interference from the other fellow campus kids?
Oh, no, not at all. Liberty was very campus. Everybody knew when I played football. I was playing football, and I don't want to use this as a ministry. You know, as a ministry, people are like, oh, well, it's not spiritual. If you get spiritual with somebody, they don't understand the strength of life of it. And I'm not a spiritual person anyway, I'm a realist. But I understand God of hearing. And that's why we use football for us as a platform. And with that being said, the students at every call say that campus is by me 100%. It's not distraction at all.
Once again, we're speaking with Rashad Jennings, former Liberty Flames running back, who is on his way to the NFL. Rashad, looking at your game and where you're headed with the draft, do you have any inklings of where you might be headed? Is there any teams that kind of shot you some real love that you might think like you might have a shot with them? Are you just?
It's been quite a few teams. It's been showing a lot of interest. This is the matter. I've been able to watch and see what happens. So I played
growing up, I mean, was there anything you were rooted for?
I just enjoy watching the game.
Yeah, me too. Me too, man. I love football. I love just all aspects of it. And you get to like yourself. It's just a great game, and great game to watch at all levels. From high school all the way up to, even Pop Warner, seeing the little kids out there is even fun.
Yeah.
About three chords, and that's about it. So, Would you hold a live tarantula in your hand? And which competition would you get farther in, American Idol or Dancing with the Stars? Yeah? All right. Rashad, we want to thank you for joining us today on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and we wish you the best moving forward, and can't wait to see where you're going to end up on the NFL landscape come April 25th.
I appreciate that. That's why I'm going
to pick
up
tonight.
Once again.
Yep. Take care.
All right.
And that was Rashad Jennings, former Liberty Flames running back, and you're going to be able to see him playing professional football come this September, and that was another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.